On the 4th of July weekend in 1956, one of Bloomington's most famous residents returned to rally support ahead of the presidential election. GLT's Mary Cullen produced this episode of McHistory, remembering Adlai Stevenson's call to his hometown.
Vote Stevenson, a man you can believe in, son.
This is a delicate and dangerous period in world affairs.
His leadership has won him fame. A soldier man is always bound to think in terms of battleground. But Stevenson, civilian son, will lead us till the peace is won.
Don Chandro, the executive artistic director of the Coalescence Theater Project.
This is Bill Kemp, librarian, McLean County Museum of History. What we're hearing here is Adlai Stevenson, who is visiting his hometown of Bloomington for 2 days over the July 4th weekend. He was the odds-on favorite at this time to capture his party's nomination for president, and Adlai Stevenson was a Democrat. So he was at Miller Park on Bloomington's west side at a picnic sponsored by the McLean County Democratic Central Committee, and speaking on the issues of the day. And this is in the midst of the Cold War and our titanic struggle with the Soviet Union, among other major issues. Adlai Stevenson, probably arguably Bloomington's favorite son, most famous resident, or close to it certainly, wasn't born in Bloomington, but his family has deep roots here. He will come here with his family at the age of 6 and be raised in Bloomington. So this is truly his hometown. He comes from upper middle class circumstances, is raised on what was then the far east side of Bloomington on East Washington Street, attended Washington School, which is still there today, and then what was known as the Model School, or we know today as University High School.
It's Adlai to you, Adlai to me, I don't care how you quote it. Adlai, Adlai, don't pronounce it, just go out and vote it. Stevenson!
The economy was humming in 1956. Eisenhower could claim peace, or at least a truce, on the Korean Peninsula, ending the Korean War. One of the main issues in 1956, and Stevenson alludes to that during his visit here over the July 4th weekend, is Eisenhower's health. The war hero, the general, the commander, had a serious heart attack in 1955 during his first term. And then in June of 1956, we'll have an operation for an inflamed small intestine. And the issue there was that Eisenhower's vice president was Richard Nixon. And a lot of the public looked askance, or looked with a little bit of weariness at Richard Nixon. There was obviously no love lost between Stevenson and Eisenhower, but Stevenson, I think it can be said, really despised Eisenhower. There was no love lost there. Stevenson famously said of Richard Nixon that he's the kind of politician who would cut down a redwood tree and then mount the stump and make a speech on conservation.
Nervous about Nixon? President Nixon? Vote Democratic, the party for you, not just the few.
The demand for bread and freedom by the oppressed peoples of Eastern Europe is irrepressible, and the rulers tremble. The tragedy is that at this hour, the Western nations lack leadership. The West is divided, hesitant, unsure, when we could and should be the calm and confident spokesman for free men everywhere.
So another huge issue during the 1956 campaign was the Cold War and the nuclear arms race with what used to be the Soviet Union. Soviet-backed troops had just smashed the so-called Bread and Freedom Revolt, workers' revolt in a central city in Poland, and we hear Stevenson making a reference to that.
They do not know. No one knows how events will move. A little breath of freedom is a dangerous thing in a totalitarian regime. and the West must make it clear that the Soviet rulers cannot find any solution to their internal problems in external adventures. That is why the quality of Western leadership is so important now. I pray we may have the strength and vision to rise to our needs and opportunities.
Unfortunately for Stevenson, during the final days of the campaign, there's the Suez Canal crisis, where Israel, backed by Great Britain and France, takes control of the Egyptian Suez Canal. And then the Soviet Union, a few weeks before the election, will crush a drive for independence in Hungary. And even though both of those events reflect poorly on the Eisenhower administration, for most voters, they look toward Eisenhower as someone who can best suited to steer the ship of state, the United States, through turbulent waters. So Eisenhower, who was probably going to win the election anyways, these recent international events guarantee him a landslide. And on November 6th of 1956, Dwight D. Eisenhower will defeat Bloomington's Adlai Stevenson. Stevenson will only garner 42% of the popular vote, 3 points fewer than he had garnered 4 years earlier in the 1952 campaign. And Stevenson will only win 32% of the McLean County electorate. Today, McLean County is more of a purple county, but back then, historically, McLean County has been a Republican county. And the Stevenson family is actually 0-for-4 in national elections in McLean County.
The episode of McHistory was produced by GLT's Mary Cullen, featuring Bill Kemp of the McLean County Museum of History and Don Shandro of the Coalescence Theater Project.